Module 6, Lesson 2.1, The Pacifier. If your child has a pacifier but does not struggle with catnapping, falling asleep, or frequent night waking, then it's likely not an issue. This is usually the case when a child has already figured out how to find and replace the pacifier on their own and does not need or request parental assistance to do so. Your little one most likely has an unhelpful sleep association with the pacifier if they can't fall asleep without the pacifier, even if it falls out shortly afterwards, if they struggle with catnapping and or wake up frequently at night, or if they're not able to find and replace the pacifier on their own or just simply do not do this regularly during sleep time and require your assistance every time they wake up, even if they can actually replace their pacifier during the day when they're awake. If this sounds like your child, you will need to address the pacifier in your sleep plan, whether it be through weaning your child from the pacifier or rethinking pacifier use in general, depending on their age and your parental preferences. Keep in mind that if your child has not had a pacifier before now, we wouldn't recommend that you introduce one, as this could actually backfire and make the sleep even worse. Lots of parents hope to solve sleep issues by giving the child a pacifier to help stop them from crying when weaning off another sleep association, but what they're really doing is simply creating a new sleep association that may become a problem in the long term. We'll discuss how to wean the pacifier or teach the skill of find and replace in more detail in Lesson 6 of Module 8, but for now, here are a few age-specific tips on addressing pacifier usage. Pacifier use from 4 to 6 months. While a pacifier can be a helpful tool for fussy newborns, especially those with colic or reflux, falling asleep with the pacifier can turn into a really unhelpful sleep association around 3 to 4 months of age. This can lead to short naps and frequent night wake-ups, especially after the 4-month sleep regression. Babies simply don't have the hand-eye coordination to replace their pacifier at this age, so they often need parents to put the pacifier back in every time they awaken in the night. This is why we generally recommend weaning the pacifier as a sleep association sometime between 3 to 6 months of age. Yes, there will be some crying involved, but it will actually be easier than weaning the pacifier further down the road when your baby has developed an emotional attachment to it. If you wish to keep the pacifier at this age, keep in mind that it may not be possible to improve your baby's sleep much until your little one learns to find and replace the pacifier in the middle of the night on their own, and this skill usually develops between 9 to 12 months of age. Pacifier use from 7 to 9 months. At this age, your baby may be a bit more attached to the pacifier than when they were really little, but it is still quite easy to wean the pacifier if you wish to do so, especially if your baby has not experienced strong separation anxiety yet. Babies often don't have the hand-eye coordination yet to replace their pacifier at this age on their own, so they will often need a parent to put the pacifier back every time they go through a light sleep phase in the night, which could be every 1 to 3 hours, which is why we recommend that you wean the pacifier as a sleep association at this age in general. However, if you are confident that your child is able to find and replace their pacifier during the night, or they're just about to be able to do that skill on their own regularly, you can choose to try and teach them to do that or practice that with them instead of weaning the pacifier straight away. Pacifier use from 10 to 24 months. At this age, many children go through phases of stronger separation anxiety, and they become quite emotionally attached to their pacifiers. Of course, we don't recommend that you introduce a new pacifier habit at this age, but if your child already has a pacifier and it's not obviously disturbing sleep, we suggest that you wait until you're able to better communicate with your child and let them be part of that decision, at least regarding how to get rid of the pacifier, before weaning it completely. So, trying to help your child learn the skill of finding and replacing the pacifier on their own may be the best option at this age, and you can check out Lesson 6 of Module 8 for more information on how to do that. Keep in mind that most pediatric dentists do suggest removing the pacifier at the latest by around 2 to 2.5 years of age so that it doesn't affect jaw development. And many parents even find that their children suffer from more ear infections if they use a pacifier beyond the age of 1. So, from age 1 onwards, we suggest that the pacifier is used only for sleep time and not during the day for comfort, and it can be really helpful here to put the pacifier away in a special place where your toddler can't get it. This really encourages healthy teeth and speech development and makes that weaning process later on much easier.